From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. Protecting communities on the coast will become more and more expensive. As the sea rises, flooding gets worse, and hurricanes are expected to become stronger. Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter Gilbert Gahl estimates the amount of property at risk could be as high as $3 trillion. Trillion with a T. His new book is titled The Geography of Risk. Gahl shows how federal programs, including taxpayer dollars, encourage building in harm's way, despite the growing risk of climate change. Gahl appears Sunday at the Miami Book Fair, and he spoke with WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich this week.
You went back sort of and started at the beginning with coastal development. You used Long Island as an example. I think one of the builders said that money beats the ocean. What did he mean, and what did you find out?
There have always been people who have been at the coast, from Native Americans to wealthy tycoons who could afford to put a Victorian down on in Cape May or Asbury Park or someplace like that. And then in the early 20s, Miami, of course, began to develop, and there was that original land rush in Florida. I wanted to tell the story of really what happened after the war, World War II. There's this momentous change, and it's a change not only in literally what happens at the coast, lots of property, but in the way we think about the coast. And we develop really this notion of second homes at the coast.
So you found this family, the Shapiros, but it took more than just the developer and the family for us to get our modern day coast, right? Because you trace that in the book, the players and what elements allowed us to get here, like the National Flood Insurance Program. Can you talk a little bit about how those factors came into play, again, to get us where we are now?
As soon as we start building lots of homes at the coast, our expectations change. The folks who own all this property, and the beach town mayors and even the state governments, begin to look to the federal government for help. Beginning in 1950, with the first Disaster Recovery Act passed by Congress, we see the development of a massive and costly array of programs, subsidies, and federal tax dollars that flow into beach towns after storms.
And you tried to find out, too, what kinds of homes are being covered. I think you ended up finding that one in every four homes are now second homes.
Yeah, beach houses. I ask in the book, and I think it's an absolutely fair question to ask, is why is the federal government in the business of insuring second homes and beach houses?
So at what point is it sort of political malfeasance not to say this is...
That occurred decades ago. We've been repeating political malfeasance at the coast for decades.
Well, do you think with this, you know, in, I hate to use the word climate, but the climate we're in, I mean, we are in a race against time, either to beat out the next big hurricane or sort of the chronic flooding from sea rise. So what needs to happen?
Yeah, well, that's such a big question. I mean, it may already be too late in some cases. I'm not quite sure what you do with a Miami beach.
We recently, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was in town launching the beginnings of their planning effort to sort of armor parts of Miami. And it, I mean, you can't armor the entire Atlantic coast, right?
You can't armor Florida. It's 1,200 miles, right? You know, we can talk about trying to save Miami or Miami Beach and do all of the things that the Corps is suggesting. But I'll believe it when I see it. And I'll believe it when somebody tells me how we're going to pay for it, and when somebody tells me how much property owners are going to have to contribute as their share, or how much is going to come out of the federal till.
You end the book quoting, I think, somebody from the Corps in a Corps survey saying, stop spending money and leave. Retreat down here is still sort of a dirty word. I mean, we're just starting to have conversations where they call it managed retreat.
People aren't going to leave. You can't force them to leave. Miami Beach isn't going to retreat. Miami's not going to retreat. I mean, gosh, just look at all the cranes that you see and all the development and building that's going on. Clearly, Florida's not planning to retreat. And they won't retreat until they're basically forced to retreat by a combination of Mother Nature and economics.
That was author Gilbert Gahl speaking with WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich. Gahl will be part of a panel of authors talking about climate change on Sunday at the Miami Book Fair. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.